Living Well, America's Big Problem, by Martin Sayers. Americans are getting fatter. In 2000, 30.5% of U.S. adults were classified as obese, meaning they had a body mass index of 30 or higher. By 2018, that number had increased to 42.7%, the first time it's ever topped 40%. Lack of activity is partly to blame. In decades past, the working day usually involved some sort of physical exercise, but most of today's jobs are sedentary. We also do less in our leisure time, and our main modes of transportation, cars, buses, planes, trains, require sitting. What we eat is contributing to the problem, too. High-fat, calorific food is often cheap, easy to get, and heavily promoted. Meanwhile, healthy food costs more in some areas, may be harder to access, and isn't marketed nearly to the same degree. The bottom line, Americans are consuming more calories and burning off fewer than ever, resulting in a crisis with severe health implications. Obesity and excess weight are associated with a number of medical conditions, all of which can impact and reduce life expectancy, says Elizabeth Loden, medical director of medical weight management and a bariatric endocrinologist at the Northwestern Medicine Metabolic Health and Surgical Weight Loss Center at Del Nor Hospital in Illinois. Cardiac disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, acid reflux, osteoarthritis, certain cancers. While many of these diseases are seen in those without excess weight, obesity contributes significantly, Loden adds. The path to a healthy weight and maintaining it includes daily physical activity, healthy eating, and, most importantly, consistency. While dramatic changes can lead to dramatic weight losses, these are not things most people can continue long-term and can lead to frustration over time, Loden says. The most effective way to start is small, smaller portion sizes, choosing healthier options, and being more active during the day. How to achieve and maintain a healthy weight? Be more active. Burning calories through exercise is an obvious and effective way to lose weight. But that doesn't mean you have to hit the gym or run marathons. Start by adding easy exercise to your daily routine, like taking the stairs rather than the elevator, parking a few blocks away from work and walking the rest of the way, or doing some in-place jogging while watching TV. Watch what you eat. Try to cut down on fat and calories and eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. But do it gradually, as suddenly changing your whole diet is unlikely to last. For example, if you have ice cream for dessert each night, switch to fruit instead. Also, simply changing portion size can have a positive effect, as a lot of us eat whatever is in front of us, even when it's more than we need. Be consistent. Whatever you do to control your weight, keep at it. As any serial dieter will tell you, weight loss doesn't last forever. Martin Sayers is a freelance writer living in Cambridge, England. He specializes in health and nutrition issues. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Health and Fitness, by Jennifer Campbell. The Power of Hydration. Editor's note: before starting a new diet or strenuous physical activities, be sure to get clearance from your primary care physician. Drinking enough water daily is crucial for many reasons. It regulates body temperature, lubricates joints, prevents infections, delivers nutrients to cells, and keeps organs functioning properly. Being well hydrated also improves sleep quality, cognition, and mood. Even so, more than half of U.S. adults don't drink enough water. A study of 2,000 Americans found that just 22% meet USDA daily recommendations. There are different estimates for how much water adults need, but the general consensus is to drink approximately 11 cups of water per day for the average woman and 16 cups for men. In recent years, experts have suggested not all of that has to be plain water. You can also hydrate with fruits or vegetables, and even coffee or tea. However, it is highly recommended to limit or eliminate the amount of sugary soft drinks, fruit juices, and energy drinks consumed in place of water. These not only lead to dehydration, but can increase weight gain and the risk of type 2 diabetes. Here's how to determine your personal daily hydration goal. Take your weight. The first step to knowing how much water to drink every day is to know your weight. The amount of water a person should drink varies on his or her weight. A 200-pound man and a 100-pound woman require different amounts of water. Multiply by 2/3, or 67%. For example, if you weigh 175 pounds, you would multiply that by 2/3 and learn that you should be drinking about 117 ounces, 3.46 liters of water every day. Add your activity level. Finally, adjust that number based on how often you work out, since you are expelling water when you sweat. You should add 12 ounces, 0.35 liters of water to your daily total for every 30 minutes you work out. So if you work out for 45 minutes daily, you would add 18 ounces, 0.53 liters of water to your daily intake. Your skin will thank you. Without increased water consumption, skin appears duller and wrinkles and pores more prominent. Proper hydration helps retain moisture and improves its elasticity. This means it is less likely to crack and have irritations and blemishes. Increase brain power. It's well known that water is essential for survival. Now, research shows the role of water in the maintenance of brain function, suggesting that particular cognitive abilities and mood states are positively influenced by water consumption. The effect of dehydration on cognition and mood is particularly relevant for those with poor fluid regulation, such as the elderly and children. Tips to improve consumption. Dehydration is often accidental. Most often we just forget. Keep a large water bottle with you and refill it throughout the day. The visual cue will be a reminder to drink water. If that still isn't helping, set a reminder alarm on your phone. 59% Americans in 2021 who have someone they consider their best friend. 75% Americans in 1990 who said they had a best friend. 22% Americans who say it has been at least 5 years since they last made a new friend. Sources: American Perspectives Survey, May 2021, Gallup, 1990. Army veteran Jennifer Campbell is a certified personal trainer with a master's degree in nutrition education. She works with veterans and civilians, from elite athletes to those just starting their fitness journey. She is commander of the California American Legion's 24th District.